two is a rezoning for 135, 21, and 25 Wilson Road under file DZ-209 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Design and Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item three is a variance at 135, 21, and 25 Wilson Road under file DAB 128224 of 2011.
Thank you.
Okay. Item number two was mentioned. I believe there's the applicant is here, Mr. Michael Falk. Michael, and if I get you to state your name and address for the record.
It's Michael Falk, Terracon Development, number one Terracon Place.
Just before we get started, I'm just wondering about trees. How much you purchase them for?
I'm prepared to show up with a tree spade or a chainsaw. And they're worth nothing as far as
and I will incur for the cost of it. But I look forward to debating that issue with this committee at another time.
Okay, do you want to give us your presentation, Michael?
Okay. Sure. I have some material here that I will refer to in a moment, so I'd like to just hand the clerk your distribution. It's always a pleasure to be here, and I look forward to spending the next 4.5 hours to finalize all the details of this issue.
It's happy hour somewhere.
And it's only getting happier, let me tell you. Very briefly, the background, this is a rezoning and a variance that is part of a land swap and a transaction that we did with the City of Winnipeg for the widening of Keniston Boulevard, which in turn benefited the development seasons of Tuxedo and, of course, the new IKEA. The taking of the frontage land by the city to accommodate the street widening was known would affect our future development and ability to accommodate required setbacks. We are also at this time seeking to downzone this land to improve the image for the surrounding IKEA and seasons of Tuxedo development. Therefore, we made it as a condition of the transaction with the city that we are allowed to present this rezoning and variance. Our proposed development is intended to be quasi-retail or light industrial with high exposure. To this end, we have developed a concept using our flex base building, which is fairly typical for our Terracon developments, both at Tuxedo Business Park and at Terracon Business Park. You didn't cut to the last chapter, did you?
Yeah.
It was Mr. Green with the candlestick. All parking within that development, we have self-storage, card-lock fuel sales, tire and automotive service, and a proposed 3,500 square foot fast food facility with drive-through, and a proposed 24,000 square foot multi-tenant commercial industrial property. All of the parking is required; it has been met on site, and our landscaping will be extensive. I do know that that was an issue with the planning department when we met a couple of weeks ago, and I will be addressing that further momentarily. The downzoning from M3 to M1 will soften this, the uses and the appearance of our development. And I think that's a good thing considering our location across from what will be the premier retail development in the City of Winnipeg. With respect to the rezoning, we've made our application to rezone that entire 10-acre parcel from M3 to M1. The variance, we've made application to allow for a 15-foot setback as opposed to the required 25-foot, and to vary the side yard setback along Keniston from 25 feet to zero. It's interesting to note that in all likelihood, a variance would not be required had we not given up this land for the widening of Keniston. Ample land was there, and proposed developments that we had looked at in the past certainly met all of those side yard and front yard requirements. Even the planner's report on page 10 indicates that the substandard yards will not allow, or not enable or allow any landscaping or screening to be provided. However, the City of Winnipeg imposed hardship on the property by reducing the size of the vacant lot. I do have some good news to present to this committee that there is land for landscaping and areas for landscaping, and we wish to, as I lovingly like to say, terraconize this property and enhance it greatly with our own park space. I do require a little bit of clarification from the planner's report, and I'm glad Mr. Yock is here to help us. In both the variance and specifically on page 7 of the zoning report, it makes mention to the committee of the IKEA development dealing with their plan approval. It also mentions the developer's obligation to finance and construct 3.5 meters of asphalt pathway. It also goes further to add that they were going to plant 73 trees and 106 shrubs abutting Keniston and 39 trees abutting Sterling Alliance Parkway. Why? That's my question to the planner. Does that forget the cut and paste, or?
As well, not the author of the report, but I think the planner is just providing some context because the IKEA development's right across the street and it's, you know, a recent application. So just in terms of what, you know, what some context there is my estimation.
Okay. Well, I would like to go on the record, and if you were to jump to the handout that I provided you called the Planner's Report Amendments and Recommendations, if you go to the skip the text and go to the first plan there, we have provided a site plan showing the layout and the uses within that 10-acre site.
Michael, I'm sorry, could you repeat? So what is the issue with the report? Versus what you guys want to do is what?
Well, I'm just curious. When you go to the report, they make reference to this committee's approval of the IKEA development lot one.
Yeah.
And then the number of trees that it's planted and this pathway.
Okay.
I'm having a disconnect. I don't see what that has to do with this application.
Okay.
You have to go to the planner's report.
Right.
It's in the history of the... Yeah. Planner's report. The applicant's just questioning why information relating to scenes of tuxedos in here. I'm guessing just as a
it's the background piece.
Yeah, background of what, you know, development in the area, what the process was, what the committee.
But you're saying you're not opposed to what's being, you know, in terms of the. The report that's there, you're just wondering why.
I just wondered why that was in. Yeah. And, you know, as you'll note there, I mean, I've submitted some recommendations that some things I'd like to see changed.
Right.
Specifically to our application. But I wanted to make sure that the committee Mr. Yock clearly understand what it is we're developing. And, you know, going back to page 2, you know, there's a rendering of the building that we are planning to construct, the 24,000 square foot building.
Yeah.
Then beyond that is a very difficult to read, but site plan, landscaping plan, rather. I do have a larger full printout here if anybody wants to sit down and scrutinize it. But you can see from the amount of green that there is a substantial landscaping that we do intend to do there, including shrubbery, planting of spruce trees. It is a retail site. The relocation of any of these large and expensive trees that you're trying to sell me probably wouldn't end up on this particular site, but certainly would end up at our Tuxedo Business Park site. And lastly, I wanted to provide in context sort of the scope and the nature of landscaping that Terracon does provide. And when I say Terraconize a property, this is what I mean. It's, you know, landscaping features, it's grass and green areas, it's retention ponds, it's flowers, and a host of different other plantings, including using rock formations and landscape areas to hide and shield drive-through lanes for the Tim Hortons.
So these are just to add context what you've done in the past in terms of, you know, you feel that you provide enough.
We know what to do with the shovel.
Space.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. With respect to the planner's report and specifically dealing with the recommendations put forward on the rezoning application, paragraph 1A. Part 1, we are asking to be deleted in its entirety. And this is, for the purpose of recap, is the coming back to this committee for final plan approval. You know, we think that, you know, the current zoning bylaw sets out all of the required development standards that need to be met under an M1 zoning district. And are, again, all scrutinized by the planning department under our building permit process, too. So to add an additional layer and an additional approval process, we think is not only redundant, but may be defined as red tape. Terracon is a responsible and committed corporate citizen, and the need for this additional approval, we think, is unnecessary, and we would ask that it be removed. As a matter of record, this committee actually did remove that obligation from our Terracon Business Park when we rezoned from M3 to MMU. Under the late Councillor Clement. There's a requested some confirmation.
So just hang on a second, Michael. So what you're saying with this, with 1A.
1A small
so
I?
You don't want to come back to the committee, you're saying, for
as much
this,
as I enjoy this opportunity, I don't.
Okay. And the following year, okay, so in total 8. Okay.
Okay. You know, I would like to sort of call upon our experience, our reputation, the quality of product that we bring to the table,
right.
And I think that speaks for itself and shouldn't be required to come back yet again for one more approval. Restricting the following uses. We are fine with the X-rated store and the pawn shop. The towing and storage facility I'm also okay with, but I just want to confirm and get on the record that a storage facility does not mean a self-storage facility such as Keniston Self-Storage, which currently occupies a portion of the site. Paragraph 2 under the recommendation I would ask to be deleted in its entirety as well, and this is dedication fees of 10%. My view is that this second dedication fee is really going to be punitive. This is land that has already been dedicated, and when it was originally rezoned and subdivided, the downgrading of the zoning is a benefit not only to the neighborhood but also the surrounding properties. The improvements in landscaping being done by the developer to create park space enhances Keniston not only as an image route at no capital cost or maintenance cost to the city.
How much did you pay originally for the land dedication?
That was done, believe it or not, almost before I was born, prior to 1962. So if you've invested it wisely, Councillor, it's worth a lot of money.
Okay.
So to ask us to contribute money again, yet to fund a park and green space which the city cannot afford or afford to maintain or develop, and I thought it was kind of ironic that that was part of the conversation of the previous presentation about the condition of the park that the firefighters are going to take over and what they're going to do to enhance it and improve it. I think we're going to do the same thing with this particular development. The proof is in the pudding in our developments at Tuxedo and our developments in St. Boniface that we are prepared to move forward and provide more than substantial amount of planting and creation of green space and image enhancement in that particular area. We will do it at our capital cost, and we will do it under our maintenance program.
Have you had an estimate of what that cost would be?
That would be about $75,000 budgeted towards doing that.
You won't hire any firefighters to do it.
What would that mean?
No, that'll be me. If I have to pay for the trees, I'm going to have to be doing a lot here.
Have you done an analysis of what?
What
the
dedication?
Land value is now.
No, I can't get that.
Okay.
The property department won't do that until it's approved.
Okay.
And the issue is manpower. Why are we chasing doing appraisals if this doesn't get approved by the committee?
But is there some kind of formula that you kind of
there is
things
there is
on,
a,
right?
So there
if
is.
If you go from M1 to M3 or vice versa,
right.
You know, there must be kind of some formula that it's more valuable or less valuable, and so. Like, is there kind of a ballpark figure you can...
I can't get that information.
If the property is less valuable, then 10% of change in the value of land is zero.
Yeah, we owe you money.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
But it's going from M3 to M1. The difference is, like, M3 doesn't allow any retail.
Yeah.
And the proposed rezoning is basically just to allow retail. So.
Okay.
But M3 does allow asphalt plant or concrete crushing facilities.
Okay. Okay.
Finally, with respect to the rezoning, I'd like to have added a seventh paragraph, something new, and worded something to the effect that the proper officers of the city and the director of PP&D or his designate the authority be authorized to do all things necessary to effect and conclude the intent of this application as passed by the Assiniboine Community Committee.
So what exactly does that mean?
That's my anti-Carter clause, that I don't want to go through this process, have it get up to legal, and legal says, well, this T wasn't crossed and this I wasn't dotted, so therefore go back to the community committee. I have been forced to do that on, on another application to the Riel Community Committee, having to return three times.
Okay.
And somebody within the authority has to have the authority within PP&D, and it must be the director. That is quite common, and it was common in past applications that were made, and I'd like to see it back.
Okay.
And with respect to the variance application, paragraph 2, I think there's a typo. It goes on to... It goes on to read for the establishment of an accessory parking area to permit no corner side yard canister instead of 15 meters, and then a period drive-through lane instead of 25 feet. I just think it's a typo.
Okay.
I'm not sure. If it's not, then...
You have any comments from our planning department there?
Yeah, it's just this sentence is wrong. Should read for the establishment of an accessory parking area to permit no corner side yard. Keniston instead of 15 feet.
Period.
Right. There's no drive-through lane on that yet.
Right.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, if it assists the clerk, I've marked up a copy of the planner's report to indicate the changes that I'd like to see. I can provide that if you'd like.
Okay, that's all you're presenting, Michael?
I have more.
Okay, sure.
No, I don't.
Repeat by the arc. Don't say the arc. Is there any questions from either of the councilors? Nothing right now? Okay, Michael.
What's your time frame on this project?
It'll be spring 2012, start construction.
Okay. Great, Michael. We'll have you stand down, and there's an opportunity to come back and rebut anything that's brought up by when we go through both segments. Is there anyone else here that's here to speak in this application, in support of this application? No one from the crowd here. Okay, is there anyone in opposition to the change of the zonings here? Change of zone. There's no one here to speak in opposition. Do you guys see a need to call Michael back in this respect?
No. I don't think.
Okay,
so how do we go about
joining application? So
well. You know, we go through this, but before I ask that question, I was not a bird. How do we plug in some of the?
Well, I think
requests?
You just you'd approve it with some prove it in part with some conditions if you wanted to make some changes to what they're outlining here. I think that would be the best way to do it.
Like this is in your area.
Yeah, I don't know. This is the first time hearing about it. So
jump the gun here, but you know, it looks pretty straightforward to me.
Noah, did you have any comments on... I guess I'm kind of wondering about the piece on the land dedication, when it was paid, how much was paid,
well,
where that's at.
Well, typically, any rezoning, this is just a common clause where if there's a change in the value of the land, 10% of the change in the value of the land is paid to the city. It happens in every single... rezoning that we do, so we would, certainly that's something we would think to not include in this case. It is a rezoning. There is potentially a change in the value. This process will trigger a valuation that real estate will do, and that will determine what that value is. If there is no change or the property is worth less, as Mr. Paul claims it might be, then there would 10% of the change in value of land would be zero in that case. So, but this is a very standard clause. As for the plan approval, the Terracon Business Park is excellently landscaped. We have no issue with Mr. Falk's diligence there. Properties do change hands, and this just provides some extra assurance and some assurance to the ward councillor that, you know, they have the opportunity, as with the planning department, to see the plans, and that Mr. Falk has a very good track record of providing, you know, well thought out plans, and that should not be a concern. So
in your opinion, is this plan with its landscaping comparable to their other properties along the route?
There's lots of landscaping there. So. Mm-hmm. But this landscaping plan was submitted relatively late. We just received it on Monday, so our zoning department has not had an opportunity to do a thorough analysis on it. Mm-hmm. And it is incomplete in terms of the numbers of plantings. It identifies the types. But Mr. Falk is correct. They will have to meet the bylaw. If they don't meet the bylaw for landscaping, then they could look at an alternative equivalent compliance. But we don't have an issue that Mr. Falk is not going to meet or exceed the you know requirements of the bylaw. But it is just a protection for future uses or ownership of the property. And it's a typical, again, it's a fairly typical clause. We've done this on a lot of applications asking for the final plans to come back to the community committee.
So if we wanted the final plans to come back here, we would adjourn this then?
Or no. It just means that this
the final plans
could
come
approve
back.
It with the site plans to come back to Sinway
okay.
Community Committee.
Well, the rezoning would be approved, but any before development permits can be issued, they'd have to come back with the final plans.
Okay, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So what do we need?
Just if you want to go through your process here.
Page 4.
So I move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
Okay, all those in favor? Opposed?
Aye. Carried.
That the criteria A to D of subsection 24-73 of the City of Winnipeg Charter set out below are satisfied. And so do you need to read those? Or pardon me? You don't need to read those.
Unless you want to change.
Well, I do want to add.
You can say that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Service be concurred in with the following amendments.
Okay, so would we call that an item E on here?
It's the motion.
Okay. So where do I fit this in when I want the site plan to come back here?
Oh, it's already in there.
Oh, it is?
It's already in there. Yeah,
okay.
It's this is
just
okay.
What he's proposing.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So then I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
And
carried.
And I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now you got to go through the second one, which is the...
Oh, shoot. I just did the... I was on the variance.
Oh, you did the variance?
Well, it should be the same.
The zoning agreement reflects the plan approval, but not the variance.
Okay. Well, that was the yeah. I mean, that, the first one we went through was naturally the zoning. Anyway.
Okay. Ahead. So, which one do you want me to read? I just read A to D, which was in the variance.
Yeah. So we can now do the rezoning.
Okay. So, I move that the receipt of public representation be concluded.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I move that the recommendation of the public service be concurred in and forwarded to...
No changes to the recommendations?
The site plan is in here?
Well, it actually comes back for site... I think in the report, the site plan comes back to this committee, does it not?
Well, are you changing any of the recommendations that's outlined on the agenda from 1 to 6? It doesn't indicate anything about the site plans. Unless I'm
in the zoning? In the zoning application?
Yeah.
In the recommendations, 1A1 relates to the plan approval.
Yeah, that comes back to the committee.
Okay,
right.
So,
right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Then there are no changes, then it goes straight to you.
Okay.
So I guess the question is in terms of the storage facility, how can we hear back from
you? We close. you want me to, adjourn this?
Well, you don't have to adjourn. I guess we want clarification in terms of, Noah, can you maybe address that a little bit for us in terms of the, I think there was an issue raised, we can talk to the administration at this point, right? There's some issues raised in terms of the storage element. Mr. Bolt, can you address any elements of those for us?
Oh, there's a use listed in the bylaw that specifically relates to towing and storage facility.
So I think what his concern is that
mini warehouse self storage is a different use.
Yeah.
I think that clarifies it.
Yeah, okay,
it's not a towing storage.
But do you want to read that out? Is there a way to kind of specifically outline that in the report here, or I don't know if there's a way to do that, just to clarify that, because sometimes what happens is, you have different planners that take over, different counselors, and all of a sudden the intent of these things kind of gets away from you. So I think the concern is that you couldn't do a self-storage unit on there, or maybe that's what you want Councillor Hammers to kind of...
We could relate it to the bylaw, towing and storage facility as defined in zoning bylaw 200/2006.
Yeah. Would that be sufficient enough if someone wanted to do self-storage unit? Would that be allowed to do?
Yeah, because that's a separate use
category.
Altogether. Yeah, it's a separate category.
And this is the plan being
and it's permitted.
M1. Okay. So I guess you're satisfied with that?
Yeah, it's a separate use.
Okay.
I feel like we're rushing this through. Okay, so we've concluded the public representations. So this goes on to EPC?
It goes on to property development.
Due to the amendments.
Due to the amendment to the actual... Okay.
Do I need to cite that amendment in here? Where?
Yes. In your third paragraph, mine's a little different. It'll just say that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in with the following recommendation.
Okay.
Sorry, with the following amendment.
And so the wording on that is that the self-storage?
You can, after it says the following uses shall not be permitted, after it says one, towing and storage, you can just even put in brackets as defined in zoning bylaw 200/2006. Just the name of the zoning bylaw. So if the bylaw changes and there's a difference in use, it'll clarify the intent of this.
Okay. So let's go back here then. So I move that the recommendation of the public service be concurred in and forwarded to Executive Policy Committee via the priority of zoning.
PD.
It goes to PD.
Property and, Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development.
Correct.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And I move that, supporting reasons are that it is a beautiful building, an enhancement. We know the work of Terracon. And that one amendment to Section 1, or A1, A2-1, towing and storage facility, be compliant with 200/2006.
Good.
Is that our wording?
Sounds good. As long as that gets clarification for the self-storage.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And
I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
Okay, all those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay, there you go, Michael.